Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Jessica Heatley with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking weather first, blue skies and sunny across Cairns today. It'll reach a top of 34 degrees. Sunny for Mareeba also, expect 35. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, December 7, another rate rise heading into Christmas. What's in store for our region as the heatwave enters day two, and child exploitation charges. Local mortgage holders have been hit with another rate rise, with the big four banks passing on yesterday's 0.25% increase. Close to 32% of homeowners in Leichhardt are already under mortgage stress, and the hike means more than $800 a month more in monthly repayments on a $500,000 loan compared to May. It comes as the Australian Homelessness Monitor revealed Queensland saw a 22% increase in homelessness over the last 4 years. Everybody's Home spokesperson May Azizi says rents in the regions also exceed those in Brisbane over the past 24 months.
We've also seen that homelessness has grown at double the rate in regional Australia compared to capital cities, and you can really see that in Queensland. Numbers have increased fastest in regional Queensland, up by about 29%.
Heatwave conditions continue across large parts of Far North Queensland today, with Cairns hitting around 34 degrees. Spare a thought for Mareeba, reaching 35, which will creep up to 36 tomorrow and 38 by Friday. And as clouds move in later this week, Cancer Council Queensland say the UV can still be high or extreme, even in overcast conditions. Spokesperson Gemma Locke says we should check the UV rating before heading outdoors.
When the UV reads 3 or above, it's important to remember to slip on protective clothing, slop on SPF 30 plus or higher sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek shade, and slide on sunglasses.
And a 44-year-old Mission Beach man has been charged with multiple child exploitation offences following a six-month investigation from the Tully Criminal Investigation Branch. Detectives seized a number of electronic devices after executing a search warrant, which police allege contained child exploitation material. The man was scheduled to appear before the Innisfail Magistrates Court yesterday afternoon. Far North Region Detective Inspector Mick Sowell urges parents and guardians to be proactive in monitoring their children's social media.
If your child raises any concerns regarding communication they've had on social media, or if they're contacted by people who they don't know and that raises concerns, we want those people to contact Crime Stoppers, PoliceLink, visit their local police station and make those reports known to us.
For support and advice regarding child sexual abuse, call Bravehearts on 1800 272 831. And checking sport, the under-18 Women's Indoor Hockey State Championships has officially wrapped up after a tough three-day competition. Unfortunately, Cairns didn't have enough players to form a team for the championships. However, three of our Far North girls were able to join the Gympie team, who placed second on the ladder. Bree Pendrick, Danann Findlay and Talitha McDonald excelled within the team. The girls contributed 3 goals to the side. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.